Howl at the Moon by Christine Warren. Narrated by Kate Redding. Copyright 2007 by Christine Warren. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Seriously, there's this thing called the sun? And it gives off this stuff called sunlight? That it's important to have occasional contact with? Uh-huh. Samantha Carstairs narrowed her eyes and glared over her left shoulder at her best friend. Annie clearly wasn't paying any attention, which, though annoying, wasn't exactly unusual. Without this sunlight stuff, your body can't make any vitamin D. Yeah. And if your body doesn't make enough vitamin D... Sam barely blinked as the phlebotomy needle bit into her skin. She was too busy trying to figure out if her friend remembered that more than just her forearm and veins was still in the room. Your tail is going to shrivel up and drop off. It would not. At most, if the tailbone softened that badly, I might develop a slight curve. Annie Cryer untied the rubber tourniquet around Sam's bicep and dropped it onto the stainless steel laboratory counter. Open and close your fist a few times. Your veins are being stingy today for some reason. Maybe because you've already sucked more blood from me than a vampire with an iron deficiency, Sam grumbled, but she made the fist obediently. She had this routine down after the last 8 months of regular withdrawals. The only thing she didn't have a handle on at the moment was what had added the barely perceptible...